So we are recording this portion of the audio documentation in September of 2020. And I don't have to tell anyone that 2020 has been a very surreal year. And as a result of all the things happening this year, we are using remote learning and remote work more than ever before. And one really accessible mainstream way of meeting with your students and colleagues and friends and family members is through an application called Zoom. And because the Inside One is a Windows 10 computer, you can use Zoom on the Inside One. And it also gives you the advantage of having a Braille display in front of you as well. So what we want to do, and this is going to be difficult to show, so we're just going to have to talk a lot about it as we show it, is give you an idea how you use Zoom through the Inside One computer.
So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Folder view list. Dropbox 1 of 16.
And I'm going to press the letter Z because Zoom should be pre-installed on your Inside One. So I'm going to press Z.
Z. Zoom 13 of 16.
There it is.
And I'm going to open it.
Zoom Cloud Meetings.
So it says Zoom Cloud Meetings. It's loading.
Tab Control. Meetings tab selected, checked.
So now Chris is in the group of tabs related to your various meetings. So there's a lot of things in this tab order. We have meetings, we have the home tab, we have chat, and help, among possibly others.
So I'm on the meetings tab. I'm going to go to the left.
Start adding phone contacts alert. Phone 16 unread voicemail messages tab. Chat tab selected, checked.
Now because we use Zoom for our work phone tab selected, checked. As well, we have a phone tab as well. But what Chris is trying to get to and what I think I just heard is home for home tab.
Right. So you may not see phone. Chances are you won't see phone unless you have the phone service. So I'm on the home tab. And if I tab through, we've got
search edit,
a search box.
Zoom, Chris Grabowski, status, available, licensed account drop down button.
There's Chris's name. And if Chris were to right click or go into the context menu for his name, he can do various things like say he's away, he can put himself on do not disturb, and he can check for updates among other items.
You can also just literally down arrow at this point. You don't have to go into a context menu.
You don't, but I like context menu. And again, that's one of these things where we all find our own weird ways of doing things. I'm so used to context menus and I like them so much, I would automatically not even think about it and hit 90M.
Setting button.
There's your settings. I don't know why it says setting, but it is settings.
If I were to activate this, it would go into Zoom settings. You could configure audio. You could configure video. You got general settings. Do you want Zoom to start automatically?
Do you want it to automatically connect to internet audio, which is a good one to have set. If you know you're automatically going to be speaking on a connected mic, for instance, when you join a meeting. So there's a lot in there that as a Zoom participant, you may want to check out.
Starting a new meeting with video on button.
If I pressed enter on this item, it would start a new meeting and it would turn on my video because, again, let's not forget, the Inside One has camera. So you can use the Inside One in a video meeting if somebody needs to see you or things of that nature.
Now, that being said, this is a bigger device, and you may want some kind of stand or pillow stand or something to raise up the Inside One and make sure that it was securely held, because that's a small camera, and you want to make sure that, number one, you can be seen, and number two, that your Inside One is secure. You certainly don't want to be holding it up to your face for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could always look down at it, look over it.
Well, I suppose. It really depends on what you're doing. If you're trying to present doing that, that could become arduous quickly.
Right, right. You wouldn't be able to do that. But again, make sure that when you're playing with the Inside One as a video device, that you do keep it secure. I mean, I wouldn't stand it straight up.
No.
I suppose you could if you had it backed up against something. Like if you had it on a desk in a hutch or something, you probably could lean it up against the back.
But then you want to make sure your camera angle isn't being obscured by
your...
See, exactly. There's a lot of factors that come into play when you're working with video. And that also, if you lean it back up against your hutch, your light could be completely obliterated.
Exactly.
So
correct. Yes.
You've got some issues there that could make that hazardous in more than one way.
Yeah, your Inside One will probably only hit the ground once.
Exactly. I mean, I know it's made of Gorilla Glass on the screen, but you do not want to take chances with this. I really like those tablet pillows that you can get that will raise your tablet. And that could potentially be a solution if you want to put one of those on the desk. Or if you have a laptop, with a lid that goes down. You can lay it on top of the laptop lid, and then it'll stand up. If you can aim it in such a way where they can see you, that might be a solution that would work, because it holds everything up nicely, and it's meant to hold it in, for instance, a landscape position where you can see the screen, or I'm sure you could invert it in such a way where the camera would show you. You've got options to play with. You just want to be mindful of the security of your device.
New meeting option drop-down button.
So here's new meeting. It's the drop-down. This is where you would go to tell it if you want to start the video on or not. So you can always go into a meeting with your video off and turn it on manually when you see fit by pressing a hotkey, which is Alt-V. Zoom has done a really, really good job with accessibility, and there are lots of shortcuts that one can use to navigate faster, turn on and off your video, mute yourself, raise your hand, things like that, that unfortunately we won't be able to show, but it does work. So we won't be able to take you into an actual meeting. So I'm just tabbing through this dialogue here.
Join button.
Then there's a join button. This is a very, 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 very important button. If this is the only button that you use, this is the button that you're going to want to use. This allows you to join a meeting. So if you press enter on this button, you've got options. You've got an edit box where you can put in a meeting ID. So when somebody sends you a Zoom invitation, you've got a meeting ID and you may have a password. So it really depends on how the meeting is configured.
You also have a meeting history within this join button. If you have been to a meeting before, let's say it's an ongoing meeting that meets once a week, as long as you haven't gone to 10 or more meetings in the last week, you can find that in your history and you can join it from there without having to enter the user ID. Now, you may still have to enter the password, but you won't have to enter that meeting ID again.
Schedule button.
That's schedule.
Right. This is how you would schedule a meeting if you were hosting. If you're not hosting a meeting, you can forget about it. There's no need to even look at it. Because if you're just using Zoom for entering a class or joining a meeting somewhere else, then you're a participant and you're not a host. So the schedule is for a host.
Share screen button.
You can share your screen. So if you're giving a presentation on a PDF or a website you want to show people during the presentation, you can share your screen into the Zoom meeting.
Share option drop-down button.
There's your share option.
Saturday, September 19th, 2020, 9:30 a.m. Saturday, September 19th, 2020, 9:31 a.m.
There's your today's date.
And time. And the minute just happened to change as Chris sat on it, so it changed the minute, which was kind of cool.
So you may see if you have scheduled meetings here, you're going to see them here. So you can actually start them, which is very handy.
Very.
Change background image. Select a different background image button.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
No upcoming meetings today.
So that tells you right there, we have no upcoming meetings today.
Tab control. Home tab selected, checked.
And we're back to the home tab.
Right. And I want to take us back to the join option.
Share option drop-down button. Share screen button. Schedule button. Join button.
And I'm going to press enter on the join button.
Zoom window. Edit blank. Please enter your meeting ID or personal link name. Edit enter meeting ID or personal link name. Zoom window. Meeting history list drop-down button.
So there's your meeting history list.
Please enter your name. Edit Chris Grabowski.
So because Chris has an account already, he's already entered his name and that stays there by default. So he can not have to worry about that every time.
But if you don't have an account, you can go here and you can put your name. So what it does by default, if you don't have an account, it will put something in like the name of your computer. Or, for example, on an iPhone, it may say iPhone. So if somebody comes into the meeting and you hear iPhone has just joined, that means that they haven't put their name in here, this spot, or they don't have an account. So Zoom has to identify them in some way, so it takes the name of their computer.
Please enter your name. Edit Chris Grabowski.
if you go in on your computer and it says HP computer has joined, or iPhone has joined, or Fire OS tablet has joined, or whatever it says, you can enter your name to make sure that your device name is not what is shown and displayed to other meeting participants.
I've actually said, hi, iPhone, because you don't know who you're talking to.
Because Chris is full of sarcasm and likes to make sure that people know they're showing us their iPhone. And we get a lot of that in our classes. It's amazing how many people come in as iPhone.
Meeting history list drop-down button.
So I want to see what's in my history here.
Waiting meeting history pop WND window. List.
And I just hit the down arrow key.
The topic is Mystic Access Meeting Lounge and ID is selected.
Wait, you hit down arrow to open meeting history?
Yep. Again, you don't have to hit your context menu.
Well, I would have hit enter on meeting history.
Oh, well, you don't need to. So what you hear is the name of the meeting, what the host has given the name of the meeting. And then you hear the meeting ID. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press enter on here and see if I can join this meeting.
No window. Please enter your name at Chris Grabowski.
So we've got some options here.
Right. So it says, please enter my name.
Do not connect to audio. Checkbox not checked.
It says, do not connect to audio, which you do want to connect to audio, internet audio.
If you want to be heard.
Right. And actually want to hear the people.
Right.
Turn off my video. Checkbox not checked.
Now that you might want to do, depending.
Join button.
And here's the join button. So I'm going to double tap the right slider to press enter or press enter on the join button. And we're going to see what happens.
Zoom window. Zoom meeting participant. Join with computer audio button.
So now it says join with
computer. You are in the meeting audio. Hosted by Kim Loftus with 3 participants. Your audio is not connected. Your video is off. The meeting is being recorded alert.
So you need to join audio so we can hear you.
Test speaker and microphone button. Join with computer audio button.
And I wanted to make sure I was where I thought I was. So I just tabbed away and then shift tabbed back. And we're going to try and join with audio here.
Audio now unmuted alert. You are using the computer audio alert. Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting. Zoom meeting.
Now Chris needs to press mute on his computer.
And I have done that. And I am talking to you through the inside one's microphone.
So if Chris chose to, using the inside one now, he could tab through a whole bunch of different things he could do in terms of controls that he can manipulate as a participant in this meeting. He can mute. He can view the participants panel and see how many people are here. He can turn his video on or off. He can do all kinds of things. So now Chris is going to press Alt-Q to leave the meeting on the inside one.
So I'm going to exit this meeting.
Running applications, running applications list. Zoom row one, column two. Column two. All pressed. All pressed. All pressed. Zoom meeting row one, column one. Zoom meeting. You are using enhanced encryption button. All pressed. All pressed. End meeting or leave meeting window. Leave meeting button. Zoom window. Join button.
So now Chris has left the meeting on the inside one, and we weren't able to show you the items in the meeting because we were getting serious loopback sound from the inside one, the way we're mixing this together.
Yeah, it's not from the inside one. Let's totally clarify that. We're in this meeting recording this tutorial, so that's how we record. It's within Zoom, and I went into the meeting on the inside one, and I guess my microphone was so close to the inside one, or some weirdness happened, and we heard serious echo feedback.
So it's not the inside one. You don't have to worry about going into a meeting on the inside one and hearing that kind of sound. Chris was technically in the meeting twice. Once on the inside one, once through the computer.
Right. But we were able to show you what the sound quality of the inside one's built-in microphone was. And just to give you an idea, the inside one is actually sitting on my desk. And it's probably, if I had to guess, about an arm's length from me. And what I'm saying is I'm not picking up the inside one and putting it near my face to talk. So it did a really, really good job of doing the audio. The other thing you want to keep in mind, too, when you're using the inside one for meetings is to use a headset.
Please.
Now, right. So I was able to use the inside one because I have a headset plugged into the inside one. So we're not hearing the speakers, which would then feed back into the meeting if you weren't using some kind of a headset. So if you wanted to use a USB headset or just a regular headset, microphone or a headset that you'd plug into the 3.5 millimeter jack, a good idea or a good meeting etiquette, of course, is to use some kind of headset. It does two things. You don't get feedback and other participants don't hear your screen reader talking.
And speaking of that, here's one important Zoom key command that we want to go ahead and give you now if you choose to use it. Alt-A. Alt-A will mute you. So if you go into a meeting and you are automatically unmuted, you can mute yourself manually by pressing Alt-A.
You can press Alt-U to get into the users panel or the participants panel, and then you can tab through and you'll show a list of people that you can scroll up and down and see who's in the meeting. If you don't remember Alt-A, you can just tab and you'll find a mute button.
Yes, and it will tell you Alt-A.
Right. And the mute button, when you mute yourself, turns into an unmute button.
Yes.
And then what you'll find, if you keep tabbing, is something called More Options, and it has your name. And you can do things within that More Options. Let's say that you came in as iPhone, and you says, oh, they're not going to remember that I'm iPhone. In the More Options for you, you can actually rename yourself.
Just know that you need to be in the participants panel in order to see that.
Right.
The other important command that you want to remember in a meeting to allow yourself to leave quickly is the one Chris just used, Alt-Q, that will quit or exit you from the meeting.
And what it does is it doesn't just exit you by pressing Alt-Q. It brings up a dialogue, a confirmation dialogue, and you want to tab to leave meeting. When you tab to leave meeting, then you're gone. Just a reminder that Alt-Q is not going to magically poof, you're gone. So if you press Alt-Q and you think that you're gone, and you're not, and you start yelling at your whatever, your children, because they're doing something inappropriate or whatever, then everybody can hear that. So make sure that you're out of the meeting. And the best thing to do is Alt-Q and then tab.
If you press Alt-Q to leave the meeting and you get a leave meeting button, press enter on it. If you hit Alt-Q and suddenly you are back to the join button in Zoom, which was the last place you may have been to join the meeting, let's say you joined from the join dialog, you're out. You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.